really big trophy walleyes. Now they've lost their primary forage.
John Lyons, fisheries research supervisor for the DNR, conducts a workshop on the effects of climate change on Cisco, a whitefish that can only survive in cold, oxygen-rich water.
If we have sort of the maximum amount of warming that's being projected, we'll lose on the order of 70% of our Cisco lakes by mid-century.
And if Cisco disappear from 70% of the lakes they inhabit, Lyons wonders what will happen to the trophy-sized walleyes and muskies that eat them.
We think it will potentially limit the large size, the availability of the real trophy fish. You know, they'll max out at a much smaller size than most trophy anglers are looking for.
John Lyons says we need more research to determine how the warming climate and the disappearing Cisco will affect Wisconsin's game fish. But Mary Plattner, a homeowner on Moon Lake in Vilas County, says she's already seen enough.
We have lost 20 feet of shoreline in Moon Lake in the 20 years we've lived there.
Plattner says climate change is affecting water levels at lakes all across the North Woods.
Big St. Germain, they had to go look at 40 feet of mud in order to get their boats out in the lake, and they couldn't. So we had resorts failing. We've got disappointed homeowners. Climate change is really, really affecting us.
The Wisconsin Lakes Partnership Convention is now in its 36th year. The mingling of scientists and citizens is organized by UW Extension, the DNR, and Wisconsin Lakes, a nonprofit organization. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.